Here we go. Okay, so it's going to be super quick, but yeah, if you guys have questions, feel free to ask them as we go through. So this week, we're going to be focusing on the macronutrient protein. So if you listened in on last week's presentation, we talked a lot about macronutrient breakdown. So that's your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. So this week, we're going to focus in on protein and get into what this is. So just before we get into how to find protein, what protein does for your body, it's important for you to know that protein is an organic molecule that's made up of amino acids. So amino acids are the building blocks of life. They're extremely important for your body. They can either be non-essential or essential. So if they're non-essential, that means that your body can produce them yourself. You don't need to take them into your diet. However, if they're essential, you have to get them through the food you're eating. And for the most part, we do, because we're all sitting here alive, so you guys are getting them, so that's perfect. But they do perform critical roles in your body. So when I say protein from here on out, just assume protein, amino acids, they're interchangeable. So they help with blood clotting, they produce antibodies, enzymes, hormones for your body, they transport nutrients around to make sure that your cells are getting the energy that they need, and they help with cell growth and repair. Now, eating protein will also promote fat loss as it increases the level of the hormone glucagon in your body, which helps to control fat levels as well as helps to pull fat out of your adipose tissue. So that's like your fat storage cells. And it also has the highest thermic effect of feeding. So every food that every meal you eat, your body has to use up calories to help digest it, to break it down from whatever state it's in. So if you're eating an apple, you take that in, your body has to process the fiber from the peel, it has to process all the fructose, and uses calories. With protein, it takes the most energy for your body to break it down. So if you have chicken, I'm just making up numbers here, but let's say you'd burn 200 calories digesting a chicken breast, which is extremely high. Whereas if you had simple sugars like glucose, it would maybe take 5 calories for your body to digest it. So the more protein you eat, the higher your thermic effect of feeding, the more daily calorie burn you have. It also helps to maintain your lean body tissue. So if you're working out a lot, you want to keep body composition. Yeah, I'm having trouble with words today. If you want to keep that high, then you need to have a lot of protein to help maintain that. Otherwise, your body will start to break down your muscle tissue to produce energy for your body. And then also reduces hunger cravings. So it stays in your stomach a lot longer than carbohydrates do. Carbohydrates digest quickly because they are your body's preferred energy source. Whereas if you're having protein, it takes like anywhere from 2 to 4 hours for it to digest. So it sits in your stomach, keeps you full for longer. Okay, so that's what protein does for your body. Do you have any questions about this stuff? Nothing good? Perfect. Okay, so next up, we're going to look at some food sources. So these are some of them, not all of them. I'm sure that you guys have a lot more that you have in your diet here. But just from animals, you can get chicken. That can either be ground or chicken breasts. You can have turkey, beef. You can have pork to some extent. Some cuts of pork are a little bit better than others. Oh, yes. Now. From dairy, you can get eggs, milk, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese. Seafood, you got tuna, salmon, halibut, prawns, shrimp, and then there's like tofu, tempeh, edamame, and then protein powder as well. So tofu and tempeh are both soy products. They come from the soybeans, so soybeans are protein. So I just wanted to break it down for you guys a little bit to show you how much protein is in each source here. So as you can see, a chicken breast would have 31 grams of protein. No carbs, 3.6 grams of fats, and it's 165 calories for 100 grams. But then if we look at prawns have 14 grams of protein, 0 carbs, 1 gram of fat, and has far less calories. What type of protein you choose to have is going to have different macronutrient breakdowns for each one. So just keep that in mind as you're eating, that like one is not better than the other. Some are better for different times of the day. And if you're doing a plant-based diet, then obviously you gotta look at how many carbs you're having with that as well. Because as you can see with tofu, you only have 1.9 gram of carbs, but with edamame, you'd have 10 grams of carbs with that as well. So if you are doing macronutrient counting, you need to keep that in mind if you're doing plant-based or more like seafood and all that kind of fun stuff. Okay, and last thing we're gonna jump into is how much you should be having. So we did kind of go into this. We did really go into this in the last nutrition workshop. But just to break it down again for you guys really quick. to find how many grams of protein you should be having per day, you want to take your body weight in pounds, multiply it by, if your goal is fat loss, then you'd be multiplying by 9 to 11. So you'd either take your body, like 150-pound person, multiply that by 9 or by 10 or by 11, and you get your daily calorie goals. This is all in last week's nutrition workshop if you want to go through that. And then you would take 35% of whatever your daily caloric intake should be, and that's how many calories need to be allocated for protein. And then we would divide that by 4, because for each gram of protein, there are 4 calories. So that would give you how many grams of protein you should be having per day. If you need help calculating these, let me know and we will go over them together. If that's like, Shannon, that's way too complicated, I'm not doing that. Then a really easy way to remember how to do it is that if you're a woman, you want to aim to have 1 palm-sized portion of protein with every meal that you eat. And if you're a gentleman, you want to have 2. And that's just an example there of what it looks like to have a palm-sized portion of protein. And it's different for every single person. So I have really small hands, so obviously I would have less protein than someone who has larger hands than me. But you want to go with thickness and size for that too. And that's just a really easy way, especially on the go. If you're out for dinner, then you can say, okay, there's my protein. And that will generally meet your needs.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah. And one other thing I wanted to go over was just how you can add protein to your meals. Because you might be eating your lunch and you're just like, I don't know how I could possibly add protein to this. Because every time you eat, you should be having protein of some sort. So if you're having a regular garden salad, you could add salmon, grilled chicken. If you're having a smoothie, you could add Greek yogurt or protein powder to really up your protein intake. Or if you're someone who's really into mac and cheese, you could even take some edamame, throw that in there. You'll get extra protein from it.
Yeah. Or just sit there and eat a whole bag of edamame beans like I did yesterday.
Totally, you could do that too.
So good. Yeah.
Are there any questions from this, you guys?
No, that was good.
Perfect. We're all done.
Thanks.
Okay. Super awesome job, you guys. Next week we're probably going to go over carbohydrates. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay.